Hey there, listeners. This is Justin from Beyond the Uniform with an in-between quick informational podcast today. It's March 23rd on Saturday. Those of you who have subscribed to our newsletter, which is hopefully all of you and your closest friends, family, and service members. If you got the newsletter today, you received from me a survey, which will be really helpful. And I just want to give more information about two of the programs I've been tinkering on. I alluded to these last week when I talked about my own career transition in the Behind Beyond the Uniform episode last week. But those two things are a mastermind group and then a series of online video courses. And so the too little didn't read TLDR quick thing is, if you have our newsletter, you go to the link and fill out the survey. It'll take you less than a minute. Very, very helpful. Or if you go to beyondtheuniform.org/mastermind-survey, you'll get there as well. Ton of more information on the mastermind group there, what I'm doing. And that survey is helping in the next week, because 1 week from today, I'm going to be launching, let's see, that'll be the 30th, Saturday the 30th, I'm going to be opening up the Mastermind Group for applications. Very, very excited about this program. So the point of this episode is to give you more information and to let you know what information I'm looking for from you. So the Mastermind Group is pretty simple. It is a collection. I'm starting this with a group of just 3 to 5 people, trying to keep it very, very small. Here's the structure. If you submit an application and you're part of the program, it will be a 3 to 6 month program. It consists of an onboarding call. So you and I connect for 30 minutes, ideally over video, and we get to know each other. After that, every month consists of, first of all, a weekly group meeting. We'll be doing this by video conference, so you can do it anywhere in the world. But the point of a mastermind group is to learn from each other, hold each other accountable, point out blind spots, and really challenge each other to work at our personal best. I am still working out the mechanisms of what the program will look like. That's why this survey is so valuable. But in general, the way that the mastermind groups that I've been a part of work is you meet for an hour, you share a quick update on where you're at and what your biggest challenge is. There are mastermind groups for starting companies. There are mastermind groups for advancing one's career. The survey is going to influence the flavor of this first mastermind group. But the goal is to really create a safe container where we can be open, honest, and vulnerable with each other about whatever challenges we're facing. That could be figuring out what you want to do when you get out of the military. It could be getting ready for an interview. It could be about networking or establishing your own personal brand. It could be about starting an idea on the side. Whatever your challenge is, I have found over the last decade, there is a tremendous power in, first of all, naming whatever those challenges are. And then there's a tremendous power in receiving the wise counsel of others. And obviously, I plan and hope to provide a lot of value through my own experience. But I also know that the other members of the group will have their own perspective that will be just as valuable, their own fresh take. And so, again, the exact format of that hour monthly meeting will be refined. But the goal is to, as a group, make progress in growing into the people and professionals that we want to be. In addition to that monthly group meeting, I'll be offering monthly one-on-ones. Again, that's just a chance for us to talk one-on-one, for me to bring my own experience as well as the experience of the 265 interviews I've conducted so far for Beyond the Uniform and the analytical research that I've done in helping your unique situation. There'll also be what I'm calling monthly office hours. So there's the monthly group meeting, the monthly one-on-one, and then the monthly office hours. The intent there is if you need additional support, it's an hour that's optional. You can show up for any portion of that, but it's just trying to give that container more space in case you need extra support on anything. Maybe it's looking over your resume. Maybe it's talking through whatever it is. It's just a continuation, but that one is optional. And then we'll also have a private Facebook group. And the intention there is just to be able to have an ongoing dialogue throughout the week, being able to post articles that are helpful, share information, ask questions, and make it a lightweight way to communicate with each other. And then, of course, all of the materials will be recorded and available on an ongoing basis. So that's a little bit more information about the structure. And the main thing that I'm looking for in this survey is first of all, just getting a sense to give you, a little bit of behind the scenes information. This process that I'm going through is as far as I know, this has been my entrepreneurial journey for 10 years. It's having a hypothesis. My hypothesis is that I can add more value beyond the podcast in a one-on-one and small group setting. And it's a hypothesis. And I enter into these things. Sometimes my ego gets bruised, but I try to cultivate an attitude in these of throwing something out there, seeing what resonates, and not being emotionally tied to the outcome. And so if we get no survey responses, we get no applications, that's going to be just as valuable as if we get 10 people applying. Both of those inform me on how to use my time and my energy to better serve my own intentions, as well as to better serve the Beyond the Uniform audience. But in this survey, the main thing is just asking what are the top two questions that you're seeking to answer in your career right now, and that helps me inform whether or not to do this with a flavor of entrepreneurship, with a flavor for people on active duty, with a flavor of people who have been out for 5 years, whatever the crux of the response I get is what I will craft the group towards. And it is important that we have kind of shared values and kind of shared direction in this group, that we're aligned enough that it's not competitive, but it's also we're mining the same mountain. And then there's just a couple optional questions that there's just a lot I don't know about you listeners, and that's branch of service, active duty or veteran or retired or no affiliation with the military, rank. And then I ask about where you're located. And the only reason I'm asking that is as we form our group, I'm trying to get a sense of whether this will be something that's before work, something that's in the afternoon, on lunch or evening, getting a sense of what time period would work for you and where the overlap is there. So please check out that survey if this is of interest to you. If not, the other component that I'll be launching very, very soon coinciding with this is our online video course. I've got one video course that's recorded, completely free, open for anyone to consume. There's two that I'm tinkering with that would be some sort of payment for those. All of those will be available. The other piece with these, and if you listen to my last interview, you've heard about this, is I want to do this in a way that's fair for everyone. And I'm trying to think of a way to do that. And so what I'm most likely going to do, because all of these things I'm talking about are paid in some way, is have some sort of either scholarship program or some way for you to put your hand up and say, hey, I'm interested, but the financial component is posing a burden. And if that's the case, I want to find a way to have you join without it putting a financial burden on you. The other component on that, and I bring this up because I know that so many of my guests struggle with this, is just being honest with myself of where I'm at in my own career. Beyond the Uniform takes a tremendous amount of time, and I'm grateful to do that, and will always keep that free of charge. And wanting to find ways to spend more time, but also do it in a way that's not disadvantageous to myself or my family. The way to do that is the central nugget that I'm trying to find here is how can I do more and be compensated for my time in a way that's reasonable. And so not looking to get rich, but also not looking to further that tens of thousands of dollars I've spent on Beyond the Uniform to date. And thankfully for Beyond, Steve Bain helping me recoup a lot of that through our sponsorship program. So that is the quick rundown. Sign up for our newsletter if you're not signed up. Check out that survey. Again, that's at beyondtheuniform.org/mastermind-survey. And 1 week from today, I'll be launching this, accepting applications. The launch process will give a lot more detail, but that detail is going to be filled in the next week based on the survey responses. So I really appreciate your help in that. And last thing I'll call out is I don't expect this to appeal to everyone. I know that we've got hundreds and hundreds of people listening to every episode. I'm very grateful for that. We will continue to do that. We have episodes recorded through June. We've got a tremendous lineup. What I'm doing here is it's for a small portion of listeners who want to go a step further, who want to have more direct interaction, who want to invest further. And so if this is not for you, no worries whatsoever. Know that the core of Beyond the Uniform will continue on unchanged as long as I can see into the future, and very grateful for that as well. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week in our normal Monday, Thursday cadence, but I love using these little Saturday asides to give you just some kind of authentic message of what's going on for me, give you some behind the scenes look, ask questions and things like that. Thank you, and see you on Monday.